Ah, the gay bar. If not for Helga, I might never have visited gay Michigan. Gay would probably have escaped my notice except for the sport of axe throwing. Axe throwing has grown in popularity, especially in our young women. And on a trip to the Upper Peninsula, Helga prevailed on me to visit the town of Gay because she wanted to compete in their first ever axe throwing competition. The event was to be included in a lumberjack festival. Gay is a small historic town that sits on the shore of the Keweenaw Bay between Lake Linden and Bay de Gree. If that location description doesn't help, look at it this way. Head south out of Copper Harbor on Route 41. At Calumet, head east on Route 26 to Lake Linden, and then follow the signs to Gay. Upon arrival, you will see that little remains of this once thriving community. Like so many other areas, this region was known for quarrying, lumbering, and commercial fishing. The town grew rapidly in the early 1900s when the Mohawk and Wolverine mining companies built stamp mills in Gay to process copper ore from their mining operations. The town was named for a mining official, Joseph E. Gay. Within a couple of years, they had platted streets, strung telephone lines, built a school, and over 100 homes. The rapid expansion continued. By 1909, improvements included railroad tracks, a boat dock, a fire pump, and additional mill buildings. In addition, there were stores, a post office, a recreation hall, and a playground, and even a local doctor's office. In the decades that followed, a Catholic church was built, and the population grew to over 1,500. The residents had many modern improvements, including water, sewer, and electrical service. Life was good, and they added bands, school clubs, sporting teams, and fraternal organizations. They even had a school with teachers for 10 grades of students. Then it all came crashing down. In 1932, the price of copper fell dramatically and both mills shut down. The population began to fall as people left to seek prosperity elsewhere. In 1961, the school closed. Train service ended in 1964, and the post office shut down. These days, a few houses remain. There are a couple of township buildings, the schoolhouse, and a 236-foot smokestack to remind visitors of the good old days in Gay. The scenery is still beautiful. The shoreline is grand. The road to Bay de Gree is scenic. They do have the festivals, but the main attraction is the Gay Bar. We had heard the food was good at the Gay Bar, so after the axe-throwing competition, we headed over there to have a couple of cold ones. The place was packed, but the service was quick and the burgers were excellent. Everybody was in good spirits because of the festival. Food and drink were going down easy, and the somewhat off-color souvenirs and t-shirts were selling briskly. It was definitely a party atmosphere. As we finished our meal, we decided to take the scenic route back and maybe hike along the lake shore to work off the burgers. Just to be safe, I decided to use the restroom before we left, in case there were no facilities on the back road we planned to take. Even though the tavern was full of people, the men's room was empty when I went in. I had the whole thing to myself. I waltzed up to the urinal, as you do, and began making preparations when I saw it. I could hardly believe my eyes. There on the wall in front of me, at eye level, was a small door. It had a pull knob and was hinged at the top. Printed in large letters were the words, "Peephole to the ladies' room." I paused. Actually, I stopped moving altogether while I pondered my options. I glanced around to make sure I was still alone. I was still the only one in there, so I decided to throw caution to the wind. I closed my zipper, took a deep breath, and opened that little door. There was no peephole. In fact, there was nothing at all. Just a blank wall. I was baffled. I looked around again and then looked closely at the wall. Nope, no peephole. Thinking it was some kind of a weird little joke, I washed up and headed back out to the bar. As I came out, I noticed something was different. There was a big red light on the ceiling, flashing and rotating like the light of a police car. There was a loud siren, and everyone was looking at me and laughing. Some people were clapping. I looked over at our table and saw that Helga was laughing and clapping along with everyone else, and then I figured it out. Of course there was no peephole, but the little door triggered a switch when some poor sap opened it. That switch set off the siren and the flashing light to let everyone in the bar know that you're some kind of a perv. Helga was having a great time because she knew ahead of time. She had used the ladies' room earlier and had seen the little door with the words, "Peephole to the men's room." Fortunately for her, another patron knew the trick and told her about it. Somehow, she neglected to mention it to me. Oh, by the way, Helga won the axe-throwing competition. Find out more at MichiganBackRoads.com.